Hi, California Ag Industry. This is Sean Haynes here with the Ag Center. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports. Thanks.
Commodity prices here in California, dairy prices continue to slide. I hate saying that week after week. A lot of continued worry over these cream volumes coming out as the herd continues to increase production and also increase component level on that production. As well as the fact that not ice cream sales and cream cheese sales aren't quite what they're expected to be, and that's been kind of causing us worry about a back inventory versus demand. We haven't seen it yet. We're still down year over year on butter inventories and cream inventories versus prior year. We don't have any data to go off of recently because of the government shutdown, and so that's been pushing the market wholesale down in that area. We're down in the $14 range, mid $14 range for class four prices, which is butter. Class three prices off a little bit. Again, people are still worried about the production coming on in the cheese areas. It's been kind of coming from the cream side into the cheese areas as we've had too much volume there. But supply demand characteristics are still kind of moving the cheese out at a relative level to the production side. And so it's been kind of holding for people to wait to see what's going to happen. Again, we need to see some kind of cold storage reports on the cheese inventory, see if there's a buildup. Those aren't going to happen for a while until the shutdown's over and they catch up again and everybody's kind of working on this market blind. That being said, we're sitting at about 6 month run, probably just below $16 per hundredweight as prices the next 2 to 3 months are falling down in the $14 range on those markets. Guys are not going to be making money at all. Throw on top of that, if you're CDI shipper, you're making $250 less per hundredweight and take off their quality bonus as well at $270, and you can see that there's gonna be a lot of red in the market for the next 3 to 6 months, and I think that's going to continue on to next year as CDI asks these guys to continue to pay for problems there at a lesser level but for a longer period of time. Kind of getting back to things on the beef side, beef prices still remain high. Came off a little bit this week, about $530 to $540 for 4.5 weight crossbred steers at Overland Market. Calves on the drop side, $1,450 for Dale beef on dairy cross calves, $900 for Holstein calves, $850 for Jersey beef cross calves. Markets continue to show continued strength in the cull side as well. Cull markets at about $1.66 to $1.68 per pound. A lot of the Brazilian beef that have been coming in here is no longer here. Mexican beef is still being held back as well, and that's actually been pushing into China, which there's some long-term worries about us losing Chinese market share over it. But for the meantime, with the small herd, it's not really going to affect guys. Still no retention of that beef herd, so there's no signal for the increased volumes coming on. So prices look to be long-term strong. Almond price, no real change, still off about 15 cents from their high at about $2.75 blend on most nuts. Walnut prices, nothing being really heard yet. Although guys are saying they need 75 to 85 cents per pound to make it break even this year. Once we have information on that, we'll kind of get it out. Rice markets, guys are seeing to the point where their profitability again. Most guys think about $20 to $21 a bag, make some money in the rice business. Looks like after assessments and fees, we're looking at $25 to $28 this year. I'll let you know more about that as it kind of comes into fruition. Once that solidifies out, we'll kind of see where things are going to be. And then on the tomato side, tomato harvest is kind of finishing up the next 2 to 3 weeks in our area. Prices kind of stayed at the 109 level, of course, because it's contract price. Overage is an issue, but getting some information on the worldwide side, it looks like production volumes on the world are down about 12 to 15% overall. Most of that coming from China, who had, didn't plant quite as many acres they thought they were going to plant this year, down about 42%, and we'll have to see if that kind of helps the prices coming into next year's crop when they start negotiating these prices. That's what I got this week for commodity prices. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.